Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from all over the world. This is Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and guess what? It is Mind for Monday. Tiffany Rook and I will join us this evening, and we're going to be speaking on planet safety and research. Later on, you'll know why these three topics are so important out there. You know, this show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that gets you to your goal in education, workshops, teachings, leadership. But we focus on our precious youth out here. We like to say, come on in. You know, let us all set our sights on leading great lives dedicated always to and move toward that goal in good health. Be mean with hope. Let us live our lives boldly, without regret, advancing with patience, enthusiasm, and a genuine spirit of friendship and camaraderie. And I read that by my mentor, Dr. Saku Ikeda, because I'm dedicating this show to my friend and my Miyoho sister, who no longer has a son. His life was taken. And this song is going to be for him. And I want to say to her, Nods, we got you. We got you. We got you. We must take care of and support. Sister, we got you, okay? You know, there's four stages in life. There's birth, sickness, old age, and death. Those are the natural stages that we are to go through, okay? But when your life is taken unnecessarily for whatever, that's not a good thing. So play that for you, Naj, because I want to let you know that we love you. We love your son, and we are with you all the way. So we go in that. I had to dedicate that to my sister. And then we're going to say happy, happy birthday to all you Leos out there. You know, there's the July Leos and August. Tomorrow is August 1st. That is a super moon coming for August 1st. You know, the full moon when the Earth is located between the sun and the moon. This means that the lunar hemisphere facing Earth on the near side is completely sunlit and appears as approximately a circular disk. In August, guess what, Leo? There's going to be two supermoons. So you're going to be shining out there bright. The first one is August 1st, okay? And near the end of August will be August 13th. Leo's, the supermoon, will light up your love life. That's where we are now. So if it's dull out there, get ready to shine. Get ready to meet. Get ready to find and improve that love life. But we want to let you know, we want you to start with yourself. Okay, that's the way we do it here. And I'm just going to give you some information because this is Mindful Monday, and we go short and sweet. You know, tomorrow, August 1st, again, is the end of the tenants' protection, you know, coming from that event that we had. And I'm finding out that there's going to be a short-term emergency prevention fund that's out there. Also, through the Department of Housing, there will be many, many resources out there for you to check into. And the main thing that I'd like to tell you is do not, listening to the mayor of Los Angeles, California, she stated this, do not allow yourself, do not self-evict yourself. You receive a note, okay? Don't freak out, okay? File an answer to whatever you receive and get busy. There's a lot of resources out there that can help you get those papers filed, and guess what? It will slow down the process, okay? It's going to slow it down, so get ready. Don't panic, and do not self-evict yourself. And today, I guess the semester begins. For the babies, yeah, they're out there. I think they had a midday today, so they back into it again. Didn't get academic information, because when you get it young, there's no stopping you. And you are not to stop. Just keep on going. And regarding the safety part, you know, the amusement parks in many, many states are having injuries, you know, equipment malfunctions. So I know we like to go to amusement parks and let our babies ride and all of that other stuff, okay? But be very, very safety conscious. Me personally, I love amusement parks because my friends, when they go on the roller coaster, I just sit on the bench and hold their purses because I don't ride in anything but the bump cars if they still have them available. And if you bump me too hard, I'm going to get out of that car. So we want to be safe out there. We want to pay attention, okay? It is about doing your research about everything and basically starting with you. Be mindful. It all starts and ends with you. And on that note, I see Miss Tiffany with an eye is joining us. And Tiffany, I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. And she's going to come on in and talk to us. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you doing on this Mindful Monday?
Oh, it's been a very good Monday, a very good day. Thank you for having me in. Just a little busy. So I know we talk about the planets and what's going on with the planets, but I have to tell you that I don't have as much information this time except that it's a full moon and what full moons usually suggest. And I know you talked about safety and, you know, just when it is as full as it is, you know, just to be aware of the activities that can go on a full moon. So,
yes.
We have so many planets. We have Venus right now that's retrograde, and will be retrograde for, I think, a couple more weeks, and then we have another planet going into retrograde, and then before the end of the year, by the end of the year, we'll have the majority of the planets in retrograde. So I want everybody to get ready for that and understand, you know, the ebb and flow of everything, you know, what comes with the retrogrades. It's a time to review, rethink, and really kind of go back and know what you want. So when the planets when they move out, when they go direct, you'll know exactly what it is that you want to do. So it's just it's a real good time for review. Eight falls in certain signs as well as certain houses. So that's all determined, you know, by your sign. And although we're not gurus here and we're not experts, I know, Linda, you and I have talked about getting a chart, you know, advising, or not even advising, I should say advising, but suggesting that, you know, get a birth chart so you can know what's going on with you. Because although we're talking about general information, there are things that are very specific to you and you need to know about and find that out through your chart. So.
Yes, it's very important. It's very important that you understand and understand where you fall in that, because I'm going to say it again, and Tiffany with an eye, thank you for giving us that update. That, you know, those planets mean the universe controls us all. We're all part of the universe here. And I'd like to say it again, and you know I always say it. If you think those stars are up there twinkling just to be twinkling, pay attention. Learn what's up about around you. Learn where you come from. Learn what's happening. That's why I always say research, 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 and start with yourself first. When you talked about the moon that's coming in, I did a little bit of research. There's two supermoons. There's two. It's one tomorrow. Full supermoon, August 1st. But then there's another one, August 30th. So the Leos are going to be shining real, real bright out there. You know, we already call ourselves the sun. I'm a Leo, yeah, my tomorrow, August, that's my birthday month. Wonderful, wonderful month, even though I celebrate all year. But August is very, very special. And I have always called myself the sun. And I call you the sun and keep shining those sun days. And that's exactly what we do. So we're going to have to turn up the notch, take some vitamins or something, and because we got double duty to do out here. Starting August 1st, that's the first one. And then another one is coming back. So our work is hard out there in order for us to do this. You have to also be mindful of your health out there. And again, I'm going to put it out here. We have been bombarded with so much misinformation, so much, how can I say it, regarding our health out here. Research, research, research. Find out what's going on out there. And for persons who have that dreadful disease, diabetes, you know, that's a killer. That is a killer. There is a wonderful angel, Dr. Glenda Davis. And she's here to give you the real deal. So as you're scanning down your Facebook or you hear the name or you see the posting, check her out. Okay, check her out. Because the information that she's going to give you is going to give you a new day. You're going to go into total shock and you're going to have many, many, many aha moments. We need to unlearn, to relearn, to learn, to live. We must take care of ourselves out here. And you must be your own advocate. If not for you, for your family member, well, actually for anybody. You know, she has a lot of information. Dr. Glenda Davis. And I think it's like the happy health team. When you see it, don't pass. Go in. Register. She takes you through a process. And I can let you know every minute that you spend is going to be like a new birth to you. Dr. Glenda C. Davis, defeat diabetes. It is a cure. They don't want you to know it, but there is a cure out here. And there's a reason why it's not cured. So you need to listen to her and let her share and educate you and enlighten you so that we could all be here a long, long, long time until we finish our missions and our vows. So I just had to put that in there for mine for Monday because, you know, we always go short and sweet, Tiffany with and I, and bring you a little bit. It's the beginning of the week. You know, that's how we started. It's been hot out there. People are irritated, driving crazy. And just be safe, safe, safe. Too many stabbings. Stabbings on the beach. I kind of keep up with information, you know. What was that, a drum being found in the water, and there was a body in it. You know, I don't want to go in a drum. So, ladies, you got to be safe out there when you're traveling. You ride a lot of lifts. We ride a lot of Ubers and things like that. But no, get your information correctly. Lift works a certain way. They notify you who's coming, what time they're coming, the name of the driver, the license plate, and the type of car. Before you step in that car, you check and see if that license plate matches, see if that car matches, and before you even think about getting in the door, ask the driver who he's there to pick up. If he don't call your name, do not get in that car, okay? It's too much happening out here. People are doing too many things. We must be safe. We must be mindful. Pay attention to what's happening around you, but more so, do your research. Do your research, starting with you first. So I'm getting on my pulpit over here, chicken with an eye. I know you're busy out there. You didn't snuck out of the meeting and to come on and care and share with us. And we really appreciate you. So we're not going to stay too long. Just close us out. We'll play you some music out and just enjoy your week. It's Mindful Monday. Stay mindful, okay? Timmy, close us out. What do you have to add on to that? Thank you for being here.
I just couldn't get, I was just coming out of the meeting and when I came on the show, so thank you very much for your patience and understanding in that because, you know, your mind has to cross over to another direction, right? So another,
yes.
So I apologize if it sounded kind of choppy, but I was just getting off of a call and having to come into Share and Care here with you, but I will say, you know, Mondays are always good. We're coming off a weekend, you know, and it's good to just kind of get ourselves situated, you know, for the week and relax a little so that by Tuesday you're really ready to go full gear. You know, self-care is very, very important. And in all things, I think, you know, when you were talking about the research and whatnot, just do research, know what's going on out there so that you can make some good decisions. And that's what I will say.
Know what's going on. And for those who have been under this memorandum for your rents and stuff, again, don't get intimidated. Do not self-evict. Do not let anyone bully or threaten or do things that, you know, we all need to be housed out here. And a lot of persons are greedy, so they'll try anything in the world to get you moving. But I would like to say Los Angeles is a city, you know, there's over 258,000 people unhoused, and that's a lot of people. My question is why? And we've been in, you know, housing and stuff, basically, my family all my life, so I understand the importance of a person being able to come home and have a roof over their head, including myself. But it's happening out there. It's going to get real crazy because you got a lot of greedy people that have no compassion and they don't care about anything but themselves. Do not get bombarded. Do not, just because you get a piece of paper put in your hand, bend to it, okay? Pull out your sword and get fighting because there's resources out here, and if it's not done correctly, And if someone does not want to work with you, then you pull that sword out and get to fighting. Just don't give in, don't give up, and don't retreat. And on that note, Tiffany with the Nine, we're going to tell you thank you. I'm going to play us a little music, take us out, and say, get your week situated, do self-care, as Tiffany with the Nine said, love and let love, but love and be kind to yourself first. You come first. Keep that in mind. We're nurturers. So we think about everybody, what they need, but what we need. But it's about time to get a little selfish now. We love you, Tiffany with an eye. Love you. Have a wonderful,
wonderful evening.
And thank you again for sneaking out that meeting, coming on in. We love you, Tiffany.
Thank you so much. It's Mind Monday.
You're welcome. Listen in. right. You don't want to stop until you get it right. Never retreat and don't believe in defeat. Continue to move out. Tomorrow, Stephen Haynes will be here with that chakra number two, teaching you and instructing you how to keep yourself in balance and how to recognize when you're over or you're under. Chakra number two, Stephanie Hayes, tomorrow. Don't forget to listen in. You know we're here to care and cheer, and we're here for you.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. When you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm thinking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long
We want you to stay safe out there. Stay aware, stay observant. But more so, we want you to stay kind. And keep in mind that it all begins and ends with you. Keep it positive and you make it happen. If you're in a situation and that smoothie is not blending too good and you got some rotten, what can I say, tomatoes, however you blend your fruits and your vegetables in, if that is not blending to make a good smoothie, we want you to run, run, run. Be around persons that are like-minded. Be mindful of what you need, what you want, not what somebody else wants for you. And more so, stay kind and start with loving you.
end of the show.
You said it, girl.
Sharing cast.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo. Break it
up. Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all